And then what about for a first date? What do you like for a first date? From start to finish, how he calls you for a date and asks you for a date.
Call. Do not text.
No texting.
First date, your first impression of being texted, like, do you want to hang out, like, after meeting someone at the bar, like, that sucks. The first time, you want them to call you up. Call you up, you make plans, whatever it may be.
And you can see if she's interested or not, get a straight up answer.
And if you're legitimately busy, call the next day and be like, listen, like, I liked you, I'm busy for this week, how is next week? Mm-hmm. And then call, like, the day before that date is supposed to happen.
And you should plan the date.
The guy.
Right. Yeah, the guy, not the girl.
I think so too.
And if you're uncomfortable, go for drinks, doesn't have to be a whole dinner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, do you think it should be drinks or dinner?
Drinks.
Drinks.
Dinner's too locked into it.
Too locked in. It's nerve-wracking. We don't want to eat in front of you either.
And like, what are you going to talk about? That's what the girls think before. You're just like, what am I going to talk about for that long? But if it's drinks can go on for a long time. Like, it's not.
If you want them to, exactly.
If you're having a good time, you can have a 2-3 hour drink date.
And if it's nice weather, you guys can go on a walk after, go get some ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's just changing atmosphere really, really, really helps.
Yeah,
no, even definitely. If you go to 2 bars for 2 different sets of drinks.
Yeah, because it's just moving and changing. Yeah. It's just, even if you really like each other or are interested in the other person, it's still, it gets boring after a while. Just sitting in the same spot, and you're like, oh, what do we talk about now?
If you're meeting for the date, like she wants to meet you at the bar, show up early.
Yes, don't make her wait.
The girls are so nervous meeting you at the bar anyway. Show up like 10 minutes early, and then you're the one. She'll text you, she'll call you, be like, oh, I already have a table. It's the best feeling in the whole world.
Exactly.
Just don't want to be... The girl does not want to be waiting there. She's calling her friends, being like, you have to call me in an hour. You are freaking out.
Yeah. And it's very sexy if a guy takes charge. If he makes the plans for the evening, if he has a table ready, that just makes a woman feel like she's being taken care of, and which is what women want.
Yeah, and it's nice to say ahead of time, okay, so I'll plan everything, just I'll give you a call the night before. You want to know that you don't have to think about it or stress. It's all done with, too.
Yeah, never ask, what do you want to do?
And if you do, I say, and they're going to say, oh, I don't know, and then just say, don't worry, I'll take care of it, I'll pick you up, or whatever your plan is.
Because that's being a man, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the girl's just like, she just doesn't want to offend or choose. Like, she just...
And because we're not paying, so...
Oh, that's another
they
question.
Have to
so,
pay.
Should, should the man
date,
pay for the date? First
yeah.
date? Always?
Yeah.
It depends on his situation. If you really, like...
If he can.
If you're both students, you're both unemployed, then, like... You probably won't go to an expensive drink place, but I think for the first date, again, first impressions,
yeah, take us for a beer then, like $2 beer somewhere. It doesn't matter. We really aren't fussy. Just
But what if a guy, if you were on your date and the bill came and he looked up at you and said, you owe $17?
I'd be offended.
Oh, that is just weird.
Would that be a big strike
the
against him?
The girl might offer and then he'll be like, you don't have... No, it would be a strike
that
against him.
That would be... Because... If I went with my friend for dinner and I looked up and said, oh, you owe $18, it's just awkward. You don't do that either. You wait for them to say, how much do I owe?
Yeah.
That you wouldn't do that in a normal situation.
That's true.
And if you can't afford it, if you can't, then you choose a different bar that you could, you know? Like,
you don't have to go to
a martini bar. Like, you're the one choosing where you want to go. You don't even have to go for drinks. You can go for coffee.
Yeah.
You can meet, like...
Well, and it's supposed to represent you. Your date is supposed to represent you. You're trying to show who you are.
Yeah.
So you can't try and do it for somebody else.
Plus, like, it's going to come out eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah, so don't try to fool anybody. Just show who you are immediately, and she'll like it or not like
it. Yeah,
and
that's the whole thing. You have to respect yourself.
Yeah.
If you can't afford it, don't take her to an expensive martini bar, because then if she's impressed with that and you can't do it, then...
Go for a $2 baseball game. They have $2 Tuesdays sometimes, some places.
Yeah. No, there's tons of things that you can do that do not cost a lot of money that are actually pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Because they're different. Like, one date that I went on... We ended up going for a walk to the Santa Monica Pier. We had a really nice time. Just walked up the pier, looked in the water. It was
my friend went, like, carved pumpkins. It was around Halloween.
That's really
so
cute. Or apple picking. You can get some little apple
picking.
Well, that
you do have to pay for.
Really
it's
good,
10
though.
Bucks.
Fine, but still.
The activities are good because you can talk about the activity that you're doing.
Yeah, you need
talk about
a
it.
Conversation.
There's no lull in the conversation, because when there is, you talk about what you're doing, whether it's carving pumpkins or picking apples, you talk about it. So don't really have to have that.
But do you think for a first date that somebody should get that creative for a first date?
Depends on the situation. Depends on, you know, like, depends on the connection you had with that person. So let's say you had a a semi-connection or something, I would say drinks. But let's say you had a really good conversation, like, laughing, you feel it, maybe you can do an activity. It
might maybe show. Or maybe you guys had met a couple times before then.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or, like, friends to friends.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you just meet a girl at a bar, you can't invite her to your house to carve a pumpkin. That is spooky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but I had a guy.
Friends with friends is a good one. Like, to do an activity. That's if okay. you're a funny person, if she's a funny girl, do a fun activity.
Yeah. No matter what, you always have to represent yourself while you're dating.
Yeah.
So, if you're a funny person and you like to do goofy things,
yeah,
you have to show that person that that's what you're all about. Not that you're, like, trying to show off for her, but you're just saying that this is me. Take it or leave it. Like, this is what you could be a part of if you choose to date
me. And the right girl would
take it, 100%.
I think it's great.
Well, what about, when do you start paying for dates? When do you think women just start paying? She's like, never.
No, I think
I'm kidding. After 3 dates. Or your 3rd date.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Also, again, depends on a lot of situations.
Like, exactly.
If you're going to take me out to a really expensive dinner, then to know, like, again, it's going to represent me. I can't afford that.
Exactly.
So, like, if you want to go to these really expensive dinners, then you by pay. All means, take me. Fine. But no, I can't afford it. So if you want to do something. But you kind of, like, give and take. Like, I was dating someone. He would pay for dinner.
And then we went to the movie.
We went to, like, an art thing. I paid for him and me, you know? Like, we took turns. He paid for the majority of things, but it was special when I would buy him something.
And we do want to pay for things, too. Yeah. Like, if you can afford not to have us pay, it's nice and all, but we do feel a bit awkward if it goes on too long. Yeah. So, like, if you want to pay for everything, then let us buy snacks at the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, you go to the bar, like, I'll buy you a drink that one night. You know, like, just...
It makes us feel good.
Yeah, and we don't feel like we're taking advantage. Girls don't like that either. Like,
no. It's nice to turn us down and make us feel really special for paying, but we still are going to offer.
Yeah.
You still have to accept it.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
But not the first date. Don't accept that.
Yeah. Don't say, okay.
Yeah.
No, because a lot of guys write into me saying, like, I don't want to become the cash cow. And I actually have written a newsletter about becoming the cash cow. It's exactly what I say. Like, I, you know, with old boyfriends, I would pay for breakfast. And the boyfriend would pay for dinner. It's what I can afford. You just work within your budget. You work with what you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
So if she has, like, a part-time job, don't take her to a really expensive restaurant.
Hoping that she'll pay that day.
And split it. That's not fair. Take her to a normal restaurant.
Yeah, or if you take her there and then she says, oh, no, let's split it, I'll pay. Say, no. Next time, you'll pay. And then you guys will go for, like, sandwiches next time.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, ice cream or something. What about,
unless she can afford it, then she'll pay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What if a guy starts dating a girl who never offers to pay? Ever. Doesn't even say, oh, no, let me get that. Or
well,
a girl
the
who...
The thing is, they kind of train us. Don't you think? Like, if, like, for, like, the first few months, they're like, no, I'll pay, and they never let you pay, the girl stop offering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of your fault.
But do you think that means that she's a bitch or a gold digger?
No.
No, but she might either not know or...
No, it's like when you say no to plans.
But what happens
so many
if, like,
times,
she does,
people stop
even,
asking.
Like, she never asked ever.
If she never asked ever, then...
Then you have to, like, take it also, see, like, if she can't afford it, maybe that's
the situation.
Why. Or then I guess you have to just see, like, how much you like her and realize, like, she might...
I don't know if she's necessarily a gold digger.
Or just someone who thinks that maybe they grew up a certain way, they think they deserve it because they always have people paying for them.
Yeah. Like, you have to evaluate the situation. Is she doing other nice things for you?
Exactly.
Is she buying you things sometimes? Does she clean up for you sometimes? Like, does she do more womanly
things
tasks
to return the favor?
You? Yeah. I don't know, tasks.
No, I know. Yeah. I agree with you. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel like there's something's wrong when a woman never offers to pay. But some people also don't know to do that. They've either been brought up saying you never pay for a date. Never let a man take you out and not
totally.
Pay for a date. Do you think that a man should have a conversation with a woman at a certain point about it?
No.
What about 2 months into a relationship?
If it really bugs
it
him, though, or if he can't afford it, then,
if he can't,
like,
afford it, fine.
If it really bugs him or if he can't afford it, 2 months in, maybe, like,
no, but don't say, like, I find that you don't pay for anything.
No, that's awful.
Say, what do you want to do tonight? And then he could say, you know what, I really feel, like, strapped for cash. Let's just stay inside. And then she'll get the picture, and then she'll say, oh, no, I'll pay. You always pay. And then you'll get back on, then you'll get in a cycle of sharing payments.
But is that really being straightforward? That's not really being honest. That's tiptoeing around.
It's no, but if you say, I don't think you pay for anything.
Sorry, no, there's a middle.
It's so insulting.
Of course, if you never pay for anything. But if there is a way of sitting a woman down and saying, you know, didn't want to bring this up, but, and then went into the conversation, do you think that would put you off or would embarrass you?
It would embarrass me.
There's no good way to say it, but money does bring up a lot of...
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing because then you're like, oh my God, I never did pay. And then you're like, yeah, you don't want to go out with them ever again.
You don't want to see them again. You're too embarrassed.
Throw money at them because you're like, no, please. Like, it can never just be normal after that. Like, you might have to tiptoe around it. Just at first. And then say that line about strap for cash or just be like, listen, like, I don't even know. But then she'll just...
She should catch on.
And if she doesn't catch on?
If it's something that bothers you, then your relationship can't work.
Then it's... Yeah, if it really does bother you and you got to, then...
She'll find someone that pays for everything and you'll find someone that splits it. Like, you're just not meant to be. There's no...
If it really bothers you, then you're not meant to be, basically.
Exactly. Because you don't want to be with someone that never pays. And she doesn't want to be with someone that wants you to pay. Okay.